All right, Inspector, maybe six drinks, or maybe it wasn't the drinks at all. But sometimes you get the feeling, don't you, that you can see a little way into the future. Oh, you don't? Well, anyway, I might not have been entirely in my right mind, but I was beginning to feel pretty uncomfortable about all this. Well, anyone would, even you. Wayne, I said, stop right now. If you concentrate, he'll go away. Settle down a bit, please. Take a deep breath. This is all wrong. The brick wall on the other side of me paid more attention. I know Wayne when he meets fellow collectors. They have these weekend rallies. You see them in shops. Strange people. But none of them as strange as this one. He was dead strange. Wayne! They both ignored me. And inside my mind, bits of my brain were jumping up and down, shouting and pointing, and I couldn't let myself believe what they were saying.
Oh, I've got them all, he said, turning back to Wayne. Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon.
Fairly widespread, musically, said Wayne. Have you got the complete Beatles?
Not yet.
And I swear, they started to talk records. I remember Mr. Friend saying he got the complete 17th, 18th and 19th century composers. Well, he would, wouldn't he? I've always had to do Wayne's fighting for him, ever since we were at primary school, and this had gone far enough, and I grabbed Mr. Friend's shoulder and went to lay a punch right in the middle of that grinning mask. And he raised his hand, and I felt my fist hit an invisible wall which yielded like treacle, and he took off his mask and he said two words to me. And then he reached across and took Wayne's hand, very gently. And then the power amp exploded because, like I said, Wayne wasn't very good with connectors. And the church hall had electrical wiring that dated back practically to 1800 or something. And then, what with the decorations catching fire and everyone screaming and rushing about, I didn't really know much about anything. Until they brought me round in the car park, with half my hair burned off and the hall going up like a firework. No, I don't know why they haven't found him either. Not so much as a tooth. No, I don't know where he is. No, I don't think he owed anyone any money. But I think he's got a new job. There's a collector who's got them all. Presley, Hendrix, Lennon, Holly. And he's the only collector who'll ever get a complete collection anywhere. And Wayne wouldn't pass up a chance like that. Wherever he is now, he's taking them out of their jackets with incredible care and spinning them with love on the turntables of the night. Sorry, talking to myself there. I'm just puzzled about one thing. Well, millions of things, actually, but just one thing right at the moment. I can't imagine why Mr. Friend bothered to wear a mask. Because he looked just the same underneath, idiot. Officer. What did he say? Well, I dare say he comes to everyone in some sort of familiar way. Perhaps he just wanted to give me a hint. He said,
drive safely.
No, really. I'll walk home, thanks. Yeah, I'll mind how I go.